You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and yesterday afternoon on the north side of Chicago inside Wrigley Field, the Marlins were trying to avoid being swept in a three-game weekend series against the homestanding Chicago Cubs. Jesus Luzardo making his second start coming off the injured list, went opposite of the young right-hander Adrian Sampson. And with the recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Back here at Wrigley Field in Chicago, where the Marlins get a victory on this Sunday afternoon. Had to wait a little while to get this one started. 56 minutes on the rain delay before first pitch. But the Marlins made it worth the wait. They beat the Cubs 3-0. Jesus Luzardo absolutely masterful in this ball game. He worked seven innings of one-hit shutout ball, walked one, and that one free pass came in his very last inning. Struck out six through 91 pitches, 60 strikes, model of efficiency, averaging 13 pitches per inning. And the Marlins bats finally gave him the production that he was going to need today in inning number five. Adrian Sampson had kept Miami off the scoreboard through the first four innings. At that point, the Marlins had been blanked in 15 consecutive innings, but that changed abruptly in the fifth. Charles LeBlanc, who went 3-for-4 today, led the inning off with a double. And with nobody out, Marlins had a man at second base for the catcher, Jacob Stallings. Here's a ball smoked to left. Back goes Happ at the wall, and it is into the basket. A home run for Jacob Stallings, and the Marlins jump on top 2-0 here in the fifth. Stallings hit one on opening day in San Francisco. Remember that? He's now hit two since. This number three on the season, RBIs 24 and 25. This is a big one. Marlins really needed that lift. They got it from the catcher, who coming into this game hit 387. Over his last 11 games, swinging the bat better of late. So it was 2-0 Miami in the fifth. And I'd made the point earlier in the ballgame, if they could just get one big hit and score a run. Remember the Miguel Rojas RBI double in Pittsburgh that ended the run of 37 straight scoreless innings? Maybe that would break down the dam and finally there'd be a little bit of an eruption for the Marlins. Well, no sooner had Stallings made it 2-0 Miami in the fifth than up stepped Peyton Burdick. So a two-run homer, bases empty, still nobody out for Peyton Burdick. He hammers one way back, left center field, it's on its way. Peyton Burdick into the bleachers, his first major league homer on consecutive pitches. Stallings and Burdick go back-to-back, and it's 3-0 Miami. And that would be more than enough for Luzardo and the bullpen today. Jesus Luzardo, with two outs in the first inning, saw Seiya Suzuki reach on an E6, a ground ball through the legs of Joey Wendell. He then retired the next 12 in a row. He had not allowed a hit through 4 2/3 in this game before Yan Gomes singled with two outs in the fifth inning. But Luzardo retired Frank Schwindel to end that fifth inning, set down the side 1-2-3 in the sixth. In the seventh, Seiya Suzuki popped a second to begin the inning. With one out, Patrick Wisdom worked a walk, the only free pass allowed by Luzardo in this game. But Nico Horner fouled the first for the second out in the seventh inning. And then Luzardo facing Ian Happ, trying to make it through seven, which is the second time in the big leagues, something he'd never done before as a member of the Marlins. 1-2, swing and a miss. He strikes out Happ, and Jesus Luzardo is through seven for the second time in his major league career, for the first time as a member of the Marlins. What a performance by Luzardo. Seven innings of one-hit shutout ball. Back on September 9th, 2020, pitching for Oakland at home against the Astros. He worked seven innings. He did it again here today. Again, seven innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, six Ks, 91 pitches, 60 strikes for Jesus Luzardo. A really good outing in his second appearance since coming off the injured list. He'd been out since May. Luzardo with his third win of the season, and he lowers his 2022 earned run average to 3.29 with his seven dazzling innings here today. So the Marlins needed six outs out of their bullpen with a 3-0 lead. Anthony Bender got the eighth inning. He walked the first man, Yan Gomes, just the second free pass allowed by Marlins pitching in the ball game. But Bender came back. He caught pinch hitter Rafael Ortega looking at a slider for strike three. And with one on and one out, Bender faced center fielder Nelson Velasquez. The 1-0 pitch, that's a one hopper to short. Up with it, Wendell. Second one, back to first, double play. Bender is out of the inning. 6-4-3, Velasquez hits into the twin killing Wendell to LeBlanc to Diaz. Yeah, we went to the ninth inning. Marlins 3 and the Cubs nothing. Tanner Scott, who hadn't saved a game since the Marlins were in Cincinnati. It had been a while. Hasn't had many opportunities of late. Tanner Scott closed out a 7-6 win over the Reds back on July 28th. He had only pitched once since then. Perfect inning against the Reds on Tuesday at home. Today with a 3-0 lead, he allowed a base hit to the first batter, Nick Madrigal, leading off the ninth inning. So just the second Cubs hit in the ball game, but Scott bounced back after that. Wilson Contreras grounded to third for the first out. Madrigal advanced to second. Seiya Suzuki then went down swinging, two outs in the ninth, and the Marlins leading 3-0 were a strike away from ending this one. Tanner Scott facing the dangerous slugging third baseman, Patrick Wisdom. The 3-2, swing and a miss. Tanner Scott struck him out, and the Marlins blank the Cubs 3-0 on this Sunday afternoon at Wrigley Field. For Miami, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 6 left. For the Cubs, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They lead 5. Jesus Luzardo, the winner, 3-4. Adrian Sampson, the losing pitcher, 0-3. Tanner Scott with save number 15 in 19 tries this season. The shutout for the Marlins, their 6th pitched in 2022. The first started by Jesus Luzardo. You look at the first 5. 3 of them Sandy Alcantara starts. 2 were game started by Pablo Lopez. Today Luzardo gets in on the fun. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 36 minutes. So even with the 56-minute rain delay before first pitch, we get out of here at a pretty good hour today as the Marlins and Cubs played a quick one, combining for 3 runs and only 10 hits today. Very few walks in this game as the Marlins win it 3-0. Miami now 49-59 through 108 games. The Marlins have hit the 2/3 mark of the season. The Cubs fall to 43-64, their first loss in their last 6 games here at Wrigley Field. So the Marlins drop 2 out of 3 in this series against the Cubs, and they'll get another shot at Chicago when the Cubs come into Miami in late September, September 19th, 20th, and 21st, a 3-game series. That's a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at Lone Depot Park to close out the 6-game season series. The Marlins and Auto Nation working together again this year to strike out cancer in our communities. Every time Marlins pitcher records a strikeout, $25 will be donated to Auto Nation's DrivePink initiative to support cancer research. Today, a total of 9 strikeouts. Luzardo 6, Bender 1, Scott 2. That means $225 from the Marlins to Auto Nation's DrivePink initiative for the season now. We're up to 944 Ks, $23,600 from the Marlins to Auto Nation's DrivePink initiative.
All right, so the Marlins blanked the Cubs yesterday afternoon. 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Miami. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Cubbies. Before we hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly, let's step aside for a quick commercial break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back with you on Marlins Rewind. Let's hear from the skipper, Donnie, after the 3-0 win over the Cubs. The Marlins avoid a sweep in Chicago yesterday.
Donnie, so many good things for your team. Start with Luzardo, how he pitched and got through 7 innings, only 1 hit.
Yeah, Jesus really good again today. He walked one guy that was late. Could have had a punch out in that at bat, it looked like. But obviously got his pitch count up, which was good for us. Kind of keep building that. And then to get up 7 times, obviously, was really good for him and good for us.
Did you ever thought the whole way if he can get to 7, you'd be happy? I know it's related to the pitch count as well.
Yeah, I think Mel was really more concerned about the pitch count than he was the ups. Felt like he had, you know, had done plenty of work. Took get to this point. It was more the pitch count, but this was two more ups than he's been, you know, on this rehab trail.
Yeah, only the second time he's ever gone, actually, seven innings. Offensively, then you go back-to-back with Stallings and the, obviously Burdick with his first major league homer.
Yeah, Stalls obviously that homer's big. Just gets us on the board, almost a sigh of relief. We've had trouble scoring here. And then get another quick one real quick with Peyton, which was nice for him and nice for us. And then we kind of, they held us in check after that, so our guys had to keep going pitching-wise.
And with back to Lozardo, I mean, everyone talked about Sandy and Pablo out of a 1-2 punch, but when you see Lozardo taking the strides that he's taken this year before the injury and then the two starts back, just showing what he can provide you guys, even as a quote-unquote back end of the rotation guy for your group.
No, Jesus has got really good stuff. And, you know, I know he was, at one point was a highly regarded prospect and maybe got off track there for a minute. But since he's came here, just a little bit of work. Mel's kind of got him in the strike zone. Credit to him and all the work that Jesus does and what he did over the winter. But he got on top of his delivery. He's throwing the ball in the strike zone. He's not, like, beating himself. You know, he's making teams beat him. And his stuff's good enough that they're just not going to go out there and throw a bunch of hits against Jesus.
Three more hits for Charles, including the double that set up the back-to-back home runs.
He just kind of keeps going, right? You keep seeing good at-bats. Looks like good idea what he wants to do up there. Could have had another one. Hits a bullet there late in the game. He's been impressive, and it's kind of what we talk about with guys. Guys that have that game plan have a chance to give themselves a chance to get a good pitch to hit. And if they're efficient, then they got a chance to, you know, put the ball in play, hopefully consistently and hard. And that's what Charles has done.
When you see Friday with Cabrera having the good start, today Lozardo, is it kind of great to see kind of those younger guys giving you good starts?
Well, you know, what's nice is to get our rotation kind of back together. The injuries have allowed Braxton to come up and kind of establish himself. We're working on, you know, some things with Trev right now, and him being on the IL, but being able to do some work in between. But just to get that group back together, that's one of the things I was really happy that Pablo stayed at the trade deadline. And we know that kind of moving forward, at least our rotation is intact and gives us a chance to stay competitive on a daily basis.
Do you hope to get Birdie and or Anderson back in the Philly series, perhaps?
I'm not sure about that one. I know they played again today. It was back-to-back. I know they're scheduled to play two more down there. I guess that's something that we could do, but I think that's kind of more of a medical thing. When they feel like they're ready, then they'll kind of release them to us.
That was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins 3-0 win over the Cubs yesterday. Let's hear from both Peyton Burdick and Charles LeBlanc. We'll start with Charles, who had another really nice day at the plate. LeBlanc 3-for-4 with a double and a run scored. Glenn, thank you. With Charles LeBlanc, and Charles, you've been on a torrid stretch to start your big league career. What do you think's allowed you to have this much success early on?
I think it's been a long time coming. I've been working at it for a very long time. Made a lot of adjustments in the last few years with my swing, and I think it all really like flourished when I got to meet Phil, our AAA hitting coach. He really helped me building plans to go into different games against pitchers, like new guy coming in the game, like, okay, what should I look for? Okay, what's his first, secondary, off-speed, whatever it is. So I give a lot of credit to him, and obviously it paid off today.
You've gotten a lot of firsts out of the way, and with that comes a lot of confidence. A lot of guys say that. How much has that allowed you really to just settle down and play the game you've played your whole life?
Right. I mean, for me, like, obviously getting the first out of the way is great. But for me, it was more how can I slow the game down and how can I be comfortable out there and just let it be baseball, you know? So I think it's just a matter of, like, seeing pitches, being around the team for a couple of days, week now. It just helps me being that much more comfortable.
How about Jesus Lizardo? What was that like playing behind him this afternoon?
I was falling asleep back there. You know, he did great. It's always fun to hit and play defense when you got a guy like that on the mound.
First time in Wrigley, get yourself a win. We'll see you on Tuesday in Philadelphia.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Charles, thank you. Glenn?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you in a bit.
That was Charles LeBlanc after the Marlins 3-0 win yesterday. And as we wrap things up this morning, let's hear from Peyton Burdick. He was 1-for-3, hit his first big league home run on Sunday in Chicago.
Glenn, thank you. Peyton Burdick, Peyton, in front of your family and friends, you hit your first big league homer here at Wrigley Field. Your emotions in that moment?
I kind of just blacked out after I hit it. Like, I don't really remember what happened. I just remember coming on my way to home, and I saw all my family and friends up there shouting, and my girlfriend and her family, so it was pretty exciting.
I know you got your first hit out of the way a couple of days ago. Get the first homer out of the way. Did it allow you to settle down? What's this whole experience this weekend meant to you?
I mean, it always feels good when you find a barrel. It just makes you settle down a little bit and gives you a little more confidence up there at the plate.
All right, Peyton, congratulations. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Glenn.
That was Peyton Burdick, who in front of his family and friends yesterday slugged his first big league home run. The Marlins are off in Philadelphia today. They're back at it tomorrow on the south side. Braxton Garrett will go opposite of the right-hander Zach Wheeler, who's having an outstanding year for the Philadelphia Phillies. 7:05 first pitch. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.